Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. In just a couple minutes, we're going to give you this hour's code word so you can win $1,000 in our national contest that Intercom is doing. 12K a day every hour at about 5 past the hour, starting at 7 a.m. and running throughout the day. You've got a chance. You just text in the word. It's really easy. Text the word into the special number. I'll give you that in just a second, too. In the meantime, I wanted to mention that Childish Gambino, you may have heard that some dates have been postponed, especially if you were supposed to be at last Thursday's show. That was at Oracle. Tomorrow night's show at the SAP Center is also canceled. It's been rescheduled. And those makeup dates are... the one from last week, the Oracle date, is going to be made up December 11th. And the one for tomorrow night is going to be on December 12th. So those are midweek dates. It's like a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
Such a bummer for people.
It's a total bummer. And like we were saying last week when this came up, like, hope your schedule works out. You know, December's a tough month. A lot of stuff going on in December.
My buddy bought tickets to go to Childish with his son, and his son's going to be splitting. So they won't get to go to the makeup
show.
Yeah. There's probably stories all over the place just like that.
So if you've got tickets, hold on to them. Maybe you can use them. Maybe you can't. But again, the September 27th date for Oracle Arena rescheduled for Tuesday, December 11th. And the show tomorrow night at the SAP Center scheduled for Wednesday, December 12th. Tickets are going to be honored at those dates. And you can, you know, if you're not going to be able to use them, I'm sure you'll figure out something to do with them. The other thing I wanted to mention was that John Legend has announced that he's going to have a Christmas album and tour. We are getting a date. Perfect timing for Christmas in Oakland at the Fox. John Legend will be performing on the 21st.
I love that venue.
Which is, I want to say that's the Saturday night. 21st. Or possibly the Friday night. It's definitely the weekend because I think Christmas is on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So the album is called A Legendary Christmas. Isn't that adorable?
Yeah.
And that is going to be out on October 26th, and then the tour kicks off November 15th.
What was the date?
October 26th. Oh, you mean for the date for actual show? The 21st of December.
Friday.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Friday. Great. Mm-hmm. At the Fox. The album is going to feature 14 Christmas classics, including Silver Bells, Christmas Time Is Here, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and 11 others. And you can start purchasing tickets for this on Friday, October 5th, if you actually want to go see him in concert.
Are you doing a Christmas show this year?
I don't know, actually. Tommy and I have been talking about ruining Christmas again. But I don't think it's happening at the Throckmorton, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to
travel. Why wouldn't it happen there?
They said no, or they've got something else going on, or the dates don't work, or something.
Whoa.
So, yeah, we're trying to make it happen at the Sweetwater, I think, but...
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm having dinner with him on Saturday, so I'll let you know if anything.
Wow.
If anything concrete happens.
On Sunday,
happens.
Does Human know?
No, Saturday. But Sunday, of course, we would hope that you're coming to our house.
Well, I mean, you know.
It'd be
don't
great.
You guys have a big game?
No, we don't. It's not one of the night games. At least I don't think it is.
Oh, make sure you know.
I just can't take a second.
He's got to be number one. You're number one with me. I don't care about the NFL. Although I do care if the team wins because my life is just more pleasant.
If the Pats win.
Yes. All right, let's do the word. Social. S-O-C-I-A-L. Social is this hour's code word. Text social to 72881. That's the special national contest line. Text social to 72881. By the end of this hour, for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. Social is the word. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Why not try? You got to text something. That's it. Message and data rates may apply. Social, 72881. All right, we'll give you another one of those in an hour. So let's do the charts. We get new music on Fridays, and a week and a half later on the Monday, we find out how everything did. So these are... I think only one of these we did on our actual new music segment. There's only two new in the top 10. Ariana Grande, Sweetener is number 10. 34,000 copies of this. Believe God is a woman. Number 9 is that Lauren Daigle. That's a, we agreed that that was Christian music, yeah? About 34,000 copies of Look Up, Child. Everything we've heard from this is so good. Hey. Juice WRLD, Goodbye and Good Riddance. That's number 8, 35,000 copies of that. I know that you want me dead. Carrie Underwood's number 7. Cry Pretty sold 36,000 copies. Post Malone's Beer Bongs and Bentleys sold 45,000 copies. Good for 6th place. Number 5 is Travis Scott, 57,000 copies of Astro World. Drake falls to number 4. Number 3 is Eminem's Kamikaze, 65,000 copies of that. New at number 2, this is the one record from a week and a half ago that we actually listened to some stuff. Josh Groban sold damn near 100,000 copies, 96,000 copies
of
Bridges.
Wow, really? Oh my God. Let me out of the car, please.
And then at number one, the hip hop collective Brockhampton debuted at number 1. This is their new album, Iridescent. It sold about 101,000 copies. There are 14 members in the group. They've also called themselves a boy band. So Brockhampton, Iridescence. All right, that's your number 1 album in America, everybody. 101,000 copies of that. I'm sorry to say that Big Brother has ended for the season. It does look like we're going to get a celebrity Big Brother, which is nice.
But when?
This winter. And it'll be short. You know, remember last, what was it, 20?
It was 2 weeks.
Mm. Oh, was it?
It was specifically aimed counter-programming against the Olympics.
Yeah, but I thought it was closer to 3, but either way,
okay.
It was
3 weeks.
It was fine.
Yeah,
I liked it. I wished it was longer because I do think that part of the pleasure of watching it is just watching these people come apart. And I don't think 2.5, 3 weeks is long enough, personally.
Well, celebrities are different, though. So you take away their luxuries and maybe they melt down faster than the average person.
Maybe. They definitely did have some meltdowns. Mm-hmm. You know, you're stuck in there. Days are longer for celebrities. Mm. When they do the celebrity, they only do Celebrity Big Brother in England, I believe.
Yeah, UK.
And so do they do the full length 3 month
thing? I don't
know
about that.
Seems like it goes on for a while. Mm. Maybe ours will get longer. I would love that.
More money.
More money, more time. So if you watched the most recent season of Big Brother, you know Swaggy C and Bailey.
Yeah.
So they were together in the house only for about 23 days. But in that time, they managed to fall in love. In fact, he proposed. He went and met her family once he got kicked out, and then he proposed to her on the season finale. There were rumors early on that she had gotten pregnant.
Right.
While they were together in the house for those 23 days. It turns out that was true. She lost the baby after she left the house. She had a miscarriage in the jury house.
So they were communicating at that point then?
I assume that they must have had some... Although you are sequestered there, you'd think.
I'm not trying to question the dude's motives. I don't know him or her, but I feel like if you find out that you've knocked someone up, you might be more likely to meet her dad, might be more likely to want to propose. You might be more likely to go golf. What did he say? I golf every weekend
with
your
every
dad.
Golf with him every weekend, right.
Those kinds of things have a tendency to be a show of responsibility, a show of wanting a greater commitment. That new in a deal, no one... You don't need to do all that. You just don't. So
right.
I think that pregnancy probably brought about a different look for him. And then when it went away, I guess what I'm saying is I don't think they get married.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Maybe they're just totally in love, Vin, and it's going to last forever.
Okay,
but
we'll see.
I tend to agree with you. So do they address any of that? Like, did they have, I don't know if they had contact or not. You would think, though, if someone was pregnant with your child that they would let you tell them. They released a video together on Friday, like a post Big Brother thing.
All right.
And this is where she talked about the miscarriage. Him laughing was sort of a weird reaction.
It's a lot. I can see why they wouldn't end up together because it's a lot. Mm. It's like 1 minute you're oh my God, you're looking at, I'm going to be a dad. I'm going to have to, all this stuff. I'm
and
part of their family.
Weird bubble.
And then, right. Poof. Oh, now we're just dating again. Oh, okay, that's weird. And maybe they do react by saying, I got to look at that and I liked it.
Yeah.
And I want to do that. But I could also see that being like, oh my God. I don't want to be happy, but I'm happy. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what the future holds for them. I wish them all the best. That did seem like a... You're in such a weird place in that house. I wonder if real life starts to set back in and you want to sort of get back into your routines. Or maybe they are looking to be... You know, they love all the attention. Who knows?
I hate to say it, but I do know this as someone who's, you know, has two kids and tried to conceive. Miscarriage is part of that process, mm-hmm. unfortunately, for some people. So it's not that rare that this happened to them.
Right. You know, good luck to them. That's, you know, that it's horrible. I feel terrible for anybody that happens to, because it does, you know, being pregnant brings on an array of emotions. And you would hate to say, you know, that someone was relieved that happened. But now maybe they're a little bit freer to explore their relationship.
To date.
To
go on a
pace
date.
That right. seems a little more reasonable.
Uh-huh.
So, good luck, kids. Hope it all works out. I hope you're together forever. And you have a huge, happy family.
Right.
Cardi B.
What is this now? Because I usually have some idea what you're talking about, but in this case, I do not.
It looks like she may have already... I just got an alert on my phone that she's already turned herself in. They had said, you need to get your ass in here.
Who's they? The police?
The police. She is going to be ordered to appear in court in connection with a strip club fight.
Oh, man.
According to TMZ, she's going to be charged for ordering an attack on two bartenders at Angel's Strip Club in Queens, New York. Two bartenders' names are Jade and Batty G. They say Cardi had a long-standing beef with Jade because Cardi believed that she had slept with Offset. That's the guy she's married to, right?
Right.
So I don't know if that happened while she was dating Offset, because apparently they've been married quite a while. Like, they secretly got married a year ago or more. And then, of course, they just had a baby. Culture, I think the kid's name mm-hmm. is. So she was there. Migos was performing at this strip club.
What?
I know. I thought the same thing. And then so she came face to face with the two bartenders. And allegedly, some words were exchanged. And then she told her bodyguards and people that she was with to attack them with bottles and chairs, and they did. So both women were badly hurt and required medical care. Cardi is likely to be charged with two misdemeanors, reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. She is apparently not going to be arrested. She'll just be ordered to appear in court on the charges. Someone close to Cardi says the attack was spontaneous, was triggered after someone threw a drink. She didn't go there in order to start this fight, but this fight did happen, and so she's going to be in trouble for ordering. And I assume her people will also be in trouble. You know, you can't say, well, she told me to. You know, you have to have some free will in this.
That is... All right.
Yeah. I think the takeaway from this is Migos performs at strip clubs. It's weird.
I would honestly... say it sounds more like they played one of their songs. They're performing at strip club. It just doesn't make any
sense. It makes zero sense.
But you know what? I've heard they're terrible, so
they
need practice.
Yeah.
Maybe that's...
They work it out in the strip club.
Right.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Cardi B's there with her entourage. It seems like, you know, she could go home and be with the baby. I don't know. That's very judgmental of me, though.
Well,
she just wanted a night out.
I'm sure there's someone taking... Oh, is that her? She's got big butt cheeks.
That's Cardi?
No, that's the chick
that's
that...
Jade.
That's Jade.
It's
yes.
funny. She looks just like Cardi B.
Similar,
nice butt.
Yeah.
Is that what she wears? Oh, well, it is a strip club, so I guess wearing a really I don't know, the hottest bathing suit
so funny.
You've ever
let
seen.
Let me get a picture of you. Hold on, let me turn around.
Yeah. You need to take a picture of the most important part of me. It's my butt.
She turns around and puts her butt in the picture.
It's all like, right. You know how fishnets are like the little tight squares, little, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's almost like her butt stretched them out, so they're like 2-inch by 2-inch squares. I don't even know how you get those on. How do you get your feet all the way down them?
Slowly, I guess.
I guess so. Maroon 5 might want to invest in some new security. Were you able to find a video of this?
I was, yes.
I can show that to Vinny. There's a show that they did in Toronto on Thursday night, and a 22-year-old woman decided, I need to get near Adam. I need to get near him. I love him so much. If I could just be near him, I'm sure he'd recognize that my love is real.
This is TMZ video.
So she jumps on stage, she makes it all the way across the length of the stage, and then all the way onto a walkway where he was standing.
He's on the catwalk right there.
And
oh, she's running up the stage behind him. He doesn't even know yet.
Gets right in front of him before a security guard finally gets to her. If her plan was to kill Adam, she could have.
Right.
I mean, she gets to him. Luckily, all she wanted to do was dance.
And credit to him, he is still singing.
Yeah. Oh, he handled it very calmly. At the end, the security guard has a really hard time getting her off the stage.
Oh.
So that, oh, that's a good song.
He's probably trying not to hurt her.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Sure. You don't want to. Are they rougher with men, probably?
Yeah.
Tackle them right off
yeah.
of there.
Uh-huh.
And a girl, he's like, I don't need any. My mom's going to be watching this later.
Right.
I'm going to be gentle. Anyway. That's they need to tighten up security a little at the Maroon 5 concert. I know this story is just for me. It's the only one. I'm the only one who cares. I'm probably the only one who's seen all three Pitch Perfects.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I love
There's
Pitch Perfect.
There's three of those movies?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. It looks like there might be a four.
All right.
Fingers crossed, everybody. Rebel Wilson, who plays, is her character's name Fat Amy?
Yeah.
She seemed to tease a fourth installment of the musical comedy series in a photo with some of the other Bellas. That's the name of their show chorus.
Their gang.
Yeah. Their girl gang. The snapshot shows her with a couple of the other stars, not Anna Kendrick, all holding up four fingers, and she captioned the photo with four heart emojis. Some of the people who were involved in the first three are like, yeah, I would totally do it. I think all of us would be game for it. We have the best time filming those movies. We made some of our best friends during that franchise. Some of us, part of us knows the chapter might be closed and we're okay with that, but we're still incredibly close and we'll probably make them if they want us to until the end of time. The original one came out in 2012. And then Pitch Perfect 2 was 2015. Pitch Perfect 3 in 2017. I think we're right for one. Come on, 2019. Pitch Perfect 4. I'm in. Lil Pump, do we think that was who was in the Fuji water bottle in the Kanye West performance?
Yes. On SNL.
On
right.
SNL.
Yeah, some people yeah. wrote in and
yes,
said
correct.
That he's 17 and he's super big right now.
And he's going back to jail.
What? Oh. Well, then he's 17, he's going to juvie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not even old enough for regular jail yet.
Oh, he's 18, guys.
Oh, jeez.
Uh-oh.
That's not good news. He just had 15 shows scrapped, and TMZ is saying he was going to get about, let's see, he's getting $70,000 per show on his upcoming tour. And with these 15 concerts off the table, it's, I guess, just over $1 million. So he's missing out on that. It looks like he's going back to jail for a couple months for violating his parole when he got busted in Miami during a traffic stop.
Mm.
And they're saying they think that that's the reason why his tour got canceled. He was supposed to start touring September 28th. He's got a lot of face tattoos, too. He's one of those guys. I mean,
yes.
I think he's a white kid.
Yep.
Tons of chains just and a floral jacket that's just divine.
Let me get a look at that.
Here.
Because I know there's a few of these...
I think he's white. I don't know.
He is white. Dreads.
Yeah, the grill. Uh-huh. And then like little tattoos all over
that
his face.
That little Zan kid
that
was going out with Noah Cyrus. He's also, that's another one of these guys. I haven't heard him, But I've seen the picture. He's face tattooed all up.
And... yeah, he's got like sort of crying tears out of one eye, but not just like the tears. Don't you, if you have a tear, you killed somebody? I don't know if he's ever killed anybody, but his is more like sort of a whole leaky eye thing going on. Like,
but under, if you wash the tattoos off his face, he's a little boy.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I think sometimes they do it to seem older, maybe. Or hardened.
Cred.
Yeah.
I let him tattoo my eye, man.
It's got to hurt.
Yeah, I agree.
Give him that. It's got to hurt.
So a teardrop can represent a murder.
Yeah.
But if it's a teardrop with just the outline, it's an attempted murder.
Oh, filled in one. What about the Lil Xan one where it's more like a triple leaky?
Let me look at what he has. I don't remember what he has on his face.
It's like, you know what it looks like? Almost slime, like a bunch of goo pouring out of the whole eye.
He cries black mascara tears, I think is what it...
Oh, no, actually, you know what? He has something kind of similar to Post Malone. It's 3 Z's is what it is. I think it says
ZZ. I think you're looking at it. It's on his left eye.
The other eye.
This is before he got it done.
Oh, I see.
Nope, that ain't it.
There he is, little boy.
You see the 3 Z's?
Yeah, the 3 Z's, like I'm tired.
Yeah, that's right.
No, the more recent ones have... Look at the Cheetos thing. He has way more face art than that now.
Right. He's a little boy.
Yeah.
Somewhere there's a mom just going... Oh, my God.
It's like, don't worry, Mom. I'm going to send you a check. It's okay, Mom.
Oh, my God.
Pretty soon my voice is going to change.
You're a little boy.
And I'll just be Xan, not Lil Xan. 110 years ago today, 1908, first Model T. Sticker price, $825, which is a ton of money in 1908. What does that come out to these days? Is there a way to...
Yeah, there is. Lord. Give me a...
Yeah, see if you can...
For inflation.
Yeah. Well, you did that story, and what $10 was worth, you know, in 1960, or like what was $800.
But I didn't have to do the math; it was in the story.
Yeah. Well, I'm just seeing if there's a way to do it.
Human, I'll find it.
And 47 years ago today, in 1971, Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, Disney
And I actually
World.
Thought, you know, that when I was, I guess I would have been about 13 or 14 in 1981, we went to Disney World for the 10-year anniversary.
Oh, you and your family,
family
when you
and
were
I
kids,
went.
Really,
yes.
Right?
And
were you too old at that point for it?
No, I was 13 or something.
Okay.
And I think that was our first trip to it, too. We went in the 10-year anniversary.
Who's ready to do some math?
Okay, let's do it.
I'm all for it. Let's go.
Okay, so in 1908, $100 today is worth $3,000.
Oh boy!
So 3,000 times
like $24,000.
25.
Somebody 20, do the math.
$26,000.
You need calculus. Right,
so I heard what he said. $100 equals 3,000. So what's the question?
So how much is an $820 car worth
today?
So 825 times 3,000.
Oh, that's super simple.
Is it?
Yeah, I just said it.
Yeah, he did. That's 2,475.
No,
if I said 2 million.
It's not.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
It's eight times, I said it wrong. It's 8 times 3,000.
8 times 3,000.
It's 24,000 and change 24,000. For the $25.
Well, why was that so complex?
I don't know. It's because it's our show, and that's what we do. We make things much
Back
more
to
difficult
your Disneyland
than
Disneyland story when you were 13 and your whole family went.
Yes. No,
Go
that
on.
Was that was it. Oh. So that was the 10-year anniversary. And now we're coming up on the 50th anniversary.
Oh, all
and
right.
I thought to myself, your daughter, your newest daughter, sister, will be 3 years old. Maybe that's the time when you go and take the, you know, your other daughter will be 8 and you'll go over to Disneyland, Disney World.
In Florida.
You've talked about that.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Go for the 50th. That'd be super fun.
What time is it in China?
It's 16 hours ahead. So it's late tonight. It's, I don't know, dinner time.
Still early to be worrying about that.
It's
11:30. But I would like to go do that.
Yeah.
Right now, I want to get through the day without milk barf on me.
Mm. And catching that cold they've all got.
Yes.
You better hide.
From the milk barf?
You
and all
run.
Of it. The
just
whole family.
You think she's fine. She's
and
just
I'm gonna
like,
find you. I'm going to get you. Me and my posse. Where are you guys?
When did we come into it?
Hey, where's the other
one? I was licking my, you know.
Hey, I have a question for Vinny. Are any of us black?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you're black?
Yeah. I'm orange.
I posted a picture of you guys.
That was the worst picture of
my black
cap.
Good luck.
What color
Sparky
are we?
Was under the car.
What color are we?
Sparky's black.
I'm a black cat man.
Okay,
got a little
this month,
gray on his
hey,
shoulder.
Listen,
what?
This is Black Cat Month.
Sir,
could you take a picture of Sparky so we can post it on the LSS of 3?
His name's Stinky.
Oh, that's...
Hey, what's coming from the news, Ben?
Oh, my God. News is next, everyone.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:39. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697. Instantly wins a 4-pack of tickets into Halloween Haunt at California's Great America. I saw some ads for this over the weekend. I was like, oh my God, is this
scary,
a scary
huh?
movie?
Yeah.
Turned out to be Halloween Haunt at California's Great America. It's open nights, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays now through October 28th. You have to be over 13 to attend. And we have a 4-pack for caller number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. Call now and get scared.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Humane Society Silicon Valley's Tales and Ales, happening Saturday, October 13th. Get your tickets at talesales.org.
Nice. Bring your dog to the drinking fest.
Nice.
Fantastic.
It's a nice event.
Yeah.
I like it. This is just a quick mention because in Vegas, today is the 1-year anniversary of the Las Vegas shooting.
Mm.
And so they're going to be doing a few things.
Man, that was a fast year.
Yeah. This is good news.
Okay.
The governor has been busy lately, and Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill Sunday that will prevent environmental complaints from significantly stalling the construction of a new ballpark for the Oakland A's.
Oh.
Hoping that they'll be able to put their new ballpark right there on the waterfront.
Yeah.
Of course, the Sierra Club says no, but, you know, that's what they do.
Right.
This thing in particular... this is Libby Schaaf talking. The mayor says, not only does this bill help keep the A's rooted in Oakland, it's a W for local workers, affordable housing, and the environment. That's from Mayor Libby Schaaf. I will continue to work with the A's to build a ballpark that's responsible to our taxpayers and enhances neighborhood vitality. Whether that neighborhood is at Howard Terminal or the current site of the Coliseum.
Right.
And the team president says that they've already got a lot of groundwork done on this. They hope to be opening the park in 2023.
Oh.
It's a ways away, but
yes.
That's for a flat piece of cement where they're or maybe not even that.
Right.
Yet. They've got big plans. So the A's are ready to go.
Be nice to keep the A's. Come on, man.
Speaking of the A's, they play their playoff game this Wednesday.
Go A's.
Go A's. Back to Jerry Brown. Governor Jerry Brown rejected San Francisco's plan to allow safe injection facilities for illicit drug users, saying that he was concerned about exposing local officials and healthcare professionals to potential federal criminal charges. The Trump administration warned that if California allowed these sites, those involved could be subject to civil and criminal action.
Mm.
So that was vetoed. I guess the idea behind this is, well, first of all, then we won't see people injecting out on the street
as much
if they decide
to use these
facilities. But then in a situation like that, they'll be able to encourage users to get into treatment and give them supervised facilities where they can inject themselves and ride out their high under supervision. To me, that seems like a buzzkill. Like most junkies and users aren't going to want mom around.
Right.
So I don't... But,
yeah, we've
but
talked
there have
about
been
this.
Other it's... people who've said these things work. In other countries,
yes.
They're in use
right.
And
yep.
And they say that they've worked. So...
But it looks like they're not happening here.
Right. Well, I mean, some of the people who are trying to help are just trying to help.
Yep.
And they shouldn't be arrested for that fact.
Right.
The 10 most annoying things our neighbors do.
Oh.
Most of it's...
Have a dog outside barking and no one shuts that thing
noise
up.
Related, yes.
Yeah.
Most of these things are noise related. Absolutely. The dog thing is so funny because... at my old house where I lived. I was still in Scotts Valley, but where I lived, there was this. So I'm talking to my neighbor, John.
Mm-hmm.
And John's like, oh, God, can you stand it? The dog barking. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, hold on, listen. And we both stop talking and there's, you know, whatever noise there's. But sure enough, I can hear it now. There's a dog barking nonstop.
Oh, this is at your old house.
This is at my old house. There in the background, underneath it all, is this dog, this little chicken dog.
Just so you going can imagine, crazy.
Yapping dog nonstop.
And you
and
never
I'd
even
never, know. It never registered
and
in me at all.
And then could you not unhear it?
And then I could never not hear it again.
Oh,
like I heard
your
it
neighbor.
Getting into bed. All of a sudden, I'm like, I can still hear that thing never stops. And I swear, I almost wanted to try and rescue it. It must be, what's the deal over there? Like, it never stopped. Ever.
Which is probably why they put it out of the house. Because
no,
never
it
stopped.
Was in the house.
What?
That's
it was in a house.
It was in the house. That's why I couldn't hear it without listening
tuning
closely.
In.
Right.
You're telling me it was in a house and you were in your house and you could still hear it?
Well,
was it the loudest dog ever?
It's just a certain pitch. It was hitting a certain.
Oh my God!
But
yeah,
anyway,
the dog
that's,
thing is
it
that's
barks
super.
For a reason, though. Something is up.
No, nah, sometimes dogs just bark. And bark
well, I think
and bark
it's
and bark.
I think it's because the dog was left alone during the day, and
sure.
That just was it saying, "I'm over here."
Someone.
Well, even the someones that love the dog can't be there all the time,
right?
Loud music's the number one thing that our neighbors do that we can't stand.
Yeah.
Yeah, Metallica playing live out in the streets might be an issue.
Right. Loud. Sometimes, though, it's just a thumping. Like, you can't even make out the music. You just hear, and it just starts to, your whole house is shaking.
They have big subwoofers over there.
Loud is much of the top 10 things, though. Loud music, loud voices, loud parties, loud pets, loud kids.
Mm. Yep. All of those.
Loud TVs. And then there's letting your trash overflow, not cleaning up after your dog.
Cut your grass,
and
too.
And parking issues on the list. Oh, this is fun.
Oh, what is it?
Criminals are so
stupid.
Smart.
Oh.
The cops in Palm View, Texas had a warrant out last month for a 19-year-old guy named Brandon Diaz. He was wanted for felony theft for stealing about $3,000 worth of jewelry from a family member.
Oh.
So a few weeks ago, they posted about him on their Crime Stoppers Facebook page and offered a $1,000 reward for any tips on where to find Brandon Diaz. And if those tips lead to an arrest,
$1,000
to you.
Bucks, right.
Brandon responded to the Facebook post asking, quote, can I get my own reward? And then he put laughing so hard I'm crying emojis. You know the one.
Yeah.
The cops responded to him, quote, we'll see you very soon. And they did. They caught him last week.
Oh, but he did give a tip. So does he get the money?
No, he doesn't get the
dough. Oh, that's too bad.
No.
Nope. Oh, that's
small writing.
Right.
He did not receive the reward.
That is so dumb. People are so dumb for real.
Unwanted calls continue to bother us on our mobile phones. They follow us around as our phones are in our pockets. So
and now they've got this whole new thing where they'll be from your town. You're like, oh, that's from my town, or I should pick that up. And then sure enough, it's, it's you know, Omni
my
Hotel
prefix.
Or something,
yeah.
Right?
The fraudulent calls, they say now, are frequently originating overseas, have spiked sharply since 2017. And a lot of people are not answering them and or any other call.
Right.
Because of it.
Let
and
it
that's,
go to voicemail.
That is me. I am absolutely like, I don't, if it doesn't show as a call, I understand, you know, in
I recognize.
My
doesn't show up as a contact.
Contacts, I'm not picking it up.
You know, the only thing is, though, and the reason I do pick them up is that, or not all of them, but sometimes I'll pick it up. If I don't know where all my kids are at the time, I always think, God, if something happened to their phone and they needed to get a hold of me, or so I'll pick it up, but I never talk. I just stay silent and wait, because sometimes then the recording just clicks in, or someone will be like, hello? Like, yes, what?
90% of these calls are using caller ID spoofing, displaying a fake callback number to trick you into thinking it's from down the street.
Right.
Anyway, they say help may be on the way, as they may have technology here very soon that will eliminate these calls.
Oh, that'd be
fingers
great.
Crossed,
no
man.
Doubt.
That'd be...
My phone rings all day, every day now. Used to never ring.
Sarah, you are among, let's see.
Uh-oh.
Well, about half of people have already figured out what they're going to... Half of people over 34 have figured out what they're going to be for Halloween. You're in that list.
I am, yeah. I figured it out.
Hooman, you're a prince?
Prince, pirate, something along those lines.
Something royal or something...
Regal.
Arr.
70% of people between 18 and 34 who plan on dressing up still haven't figured it out, though.
Have you figured it out?
I haven't thought about it for one second yet. Right. Not one single second. But it's October 1st.
Yeah, you got 30 days.
Right. Yep. Oh, speaking of it being October 1st, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, everyone. Just, we will continue to remind you. We've done a lot of work on behalf of Coleman, and then I don't know what happened with them. Things got really weird for a minute there, and then we started working with other agencies. And
right. We do what we can for
yeah.
sure.
Are you going to pimp your house out for Halloween?
I always do. Do you want to come sit at my house?
No,
oh, Vinny.
Oh, well, you are going to do your house?
I always do. Yeah.
Oh.
Our neighborhood is like Halloween Central. Do you get a lot of trick-or-treaters? You must. You have.
We have a nice neighborhood and a lot of kids, and we'll most definitely be participating in Halloween this year.
Excellent.
Absolutely. I like it. So what about you, Hooman? Will you be pimping out your apartment?
Nah.
You're welcome to come to our house and hang out. It's fun. Millions of kids.
Hooman has already issued the mandate that he will not see
you
until January. Why do you keep bringing it up? You're bothering him. It's harassment.
Get him back into my life.
Yeah, I'll be back January.
Got to get you into my life.
Into my life.
Four more night games for the Patriots.
By the way, the Pats play this Thursday night, so there's less night games. Like, that's a Thursday night.
Mm.
Wrote that, and they're like,
let's go this Sunday, and we'll do India Palace.
I just can't be.
Just do it.
Second fiddle to
You're
that.
Not second fiddle.
NFL.
Second fiddle
Where's
to
my
no
sound
one.
Effect? Oh, he left?
He left.
He's not there.
Hey, we lost him.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Where'd he go? Well, speaking of football, the Raiders won in overtime. They beat the Browns of all teams.
Thank God.
The 49ers lost to the Chargers. They were in it.
Yeah,
they were
sure
there.
Were, yeah.
Until the end. But then lost.
It's a heartbreaker.
Your Pats completely smothered the Dolphins to the point that they switched here locally. They switched the game over to the Falcons-Bengals.
Thank goodness.
And then they switched the like completely cliffhanger ending over to the Niner game. Mm.
That hadn't even started yet.
Right.
How dare they?
Tonight it's the Chiefs-Broncos, and don't forget the A's play. Wednesday.
Go A's.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We've got a lot of those. Oh, here it is. 408. So Sarah, Pats have a Thursday night game this week.
Oh, I can't wait.
Smiley
That'll
face.
Taken over at my house. Hooray. Yay.
707 says, Sarah, you have to have a Christmas show.
Huh?
It's become a tradition now for my daughter and me.
It's only been two years.
Three.
Mm-mm. Two. I've done it twice. I've done other Tommy shows, but we've done two Christmas shows, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that something will happen.
All right.
If you can find a venue near my house. I can't travel.
You don't want to do it at the Fox in Oakland?
No.
All right.
Or Yoshi?
In
Maybe.
Oakland?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see what he comes up with.
Speaking of the Fox, just saw Dirty Heads at the Fox last week. Amazing show, amazing venue. I love Dirty Heads. My kid loves the Dirty Heads the most, though.
They just had a record out, and we played a couple cuts off.
Dirty
that,
Heads
right?
are great. Yeah, they're good, and they're a Sacramento band. Yeah, yeah, and they have I don't know five albums, six.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not new. 707 says Swaggy knew she wasn't pregnant when he proposed.
I
don't know them. I'm just
no.
It does seem like they move too fast. That's
yep.
all I was trying
Slow
to
down.
Say.
You
I don't know them.
Fast.
Maybe they have one of those magic loves.
Right. They're out there. We've certainly heard that story before. We married 2 days later, and look at us 35 years later. We're still together.
Well, and even great. You too. Look at Yuzi always tells her story about seeing him, even though he was married to somebody else at the time, and saying,
hey.
I will marry that man.
I met the man I'm going to marry.
Exactly.
Right.
And years later, she did.
And waited him out.
Mm-hmm.
Her out.
Or her out.
Right. Whatever.
Waited at the window.
She was on her way out a long time before that.
You were at the girl waiting at the window.
The last time we played Dirty Head's full album.
Yes.
As far as going through the new music was last year exactly.
Oh.
October of 2017.
All right.
They're fun.
Yeah.
They're like a reggae, rap, rock mix.
Yeah.
Thing.
I remember liking them actually.
Yeah, they're not bad.
The name actually stuck with me. So.
But they also performed on the soundtrack to Surf's Up, which is a big movie at my house.
Oh, sure.
So Stand Tall, I believe, is the hit they do for that soundtrack, and it's one of our staples.
I see.
Pumpkins can grow for a long time. It just depends on how much water and food you give them. Once the light gets to be less than 10 to 12 hours a day, they will start to finish, and then the vine will wither. The longer it stays on the vine, the higher the Brix content will be.
Brix.
It says sugar.
Okay.
In parentheses. Yes, you can use a jack-o'-lantern to make a pie.
Oh, all right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for all the pumpkin information.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.